Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. My name is Jade and this is on a recorded line. Can I please have the name of the person you're transferring?
Sure, Angela Snow.
Sorry? One more time, I'm sorry.
Angela Snow, S-N-O-W.
Got you, and that was A-N-G-E-L-A.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Angela.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm calling. I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line.
Yes, sir.
Can I please have your email address?
Angela Snow, 42, the number 42, at yahoo.com.
Angela Snow, 42, at yahoo.com.
Yes, sir.
Got you. Thank you. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit? Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, sir.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
No, sir.
And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes, sir.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
And were you... what were you diagnosed with after using Depot Provera?
I can't pronounce the word. The word meningioma brain tumor. I don't know how to pronounce it.
So you said that was. Can you spell it?
Meningioma.
Okay. So it was a type of meningioma, you said?
Yeah, my tongue gets tired when I try to say it. Yes, sir.
Okay. And again, I'm very, very sorry about that. You did take Depo for at least 1 year before being diagnosed with this, correct?
Yes, sir. I took it a lot of years.
And what was the date of your diagnosis?
July 12th, 2005.
July 12th, 2005?
Yes, sir.
And then what was your date of birth?
10/27/1971.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So that was 10/20/1971? I'm sorry about that.
10/27/1971.
Got you. I'm very sorry about that. To confirm, I have date of birth is 10/27/1971.
What'd you say, sir?
So for the date of birth I have is 10/27/1971.
Yes, sir.
And then the date of diagnosis I have is July 12th, 2005.
Yes, sir.
And do you know if anyone else in your family was ever injured by Depot Provera or was also using the products that had a similar experience?
Not that I know of right this second.
Okay. And did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depot Provera?
Yes, sir.
And did you or a loved one use the name brand Depot Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes, sir.
And did you use Depot for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, sir.
And then within that 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed?
Every 3 months.
Got you. And so that was a yes to the 4 injections within
yes,
1 year?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And did you use Depot Provera between January 1st, 1992 through to the present date?
Yes, sir.
And when did you start using it and when did you stop using it?
I started in March of 2001. And I stopped in June of 2005.
March of 2001.
I started my injections. And I stopped in like June 2005. June.
So you said you started in March of 2001 and you stopped in June of 2005?
Yes, around in that area.
And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Perfect, and thank you for that. Can I have your first spelling on your first name, or middle initial and last name?
A-N-G-E-L-A, Angela, middle initial N, last name Snow, S-N-O-W.
Snow, and then this next part is for identification and HIPAA purposes. Can I have your social?
248-39-1761.
And then I'm just going to read this back to you for the personal info. I have Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, N, Snow, S-N-O-W. And then middle initial was N, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then full social I have is 248-39-1761.
Yes, sir.
And then the email is angelasnow42@yahoo.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then main phone number is 803-463-5334.
Yes, sir.
And that is your main number?
Yes, sir.
Is that a mobile, home phone, or both?
Mobile.
Got you. And then can I have your full home address, please?
5350 McDaniel Road in Rembert, South Carolina. R-E-M-B-E-R-T. SC29128.
Sorry about that. How did you spell the street name? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, McDaniel. RD for road. McDaniel.
McDaniel?
Yes, ma'am. DANIEL.
Road?
Yes, sir. R-E-R-D. Road.
And Rembert?
Yes, sir.
So I have 5350 McDaniel Road, Rembert, Sumter County, South Carolina, 29128.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then can I have the name of the doctor that, or the name of the hospital that you were diagnosed at?
Lexington.
Lexington?
Medical Center. Lexington Medical Center. Lexington, South Carolina. Lexington Medical Center. In
Lexington.
Columbia, South Carolina. Yes.
In West Columbia?
In Columbia. Yeah, West Columbia, South Carolina. Yeah, I say Columbia, but it's West Columbia.
And the address I found was 2720 Sunset Boulevard, West Columbia, 29169.
I think that's it. I don't know the address by heart, but I know it's in West Columbia.
So for Lexington Medical Center, correct?
Yes.
Got you. And then just one second. Do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, his name is Mr. Douglas Abby, A-D-D-Y.
Douglas M. Addy?
Yes.
Perfect. And yeah, I think he came up for West Columbia, so I think that's the right address.
Yes.
And then the phone number I found online was 803-936-7099.
I don't know. I reckon. I don't know exactly the number by heart.
The phone, oh, I'm sorry. So that was the phone number I found for the hospital. You don't know it at all?
I don't know it by heart. That sounds like about right.
Okay. And it was Lexington Medical Center in West Columbia, South Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. Does 2720 Sunset Boulevard, West Columbia sound correct?
Yes, sir. It's on Sunset.
And then, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No, sir. Never.
And then, do you know the name of the hospital that you were treated at?
Lexington, the same hospital.
Same hospital for treatment as well?
Yes, sir.
And so you were diagnosed and treated at Lexington Medical Center at 2720 Sunset Boulevard, West Columbia, Southern Carolina, 29169?
Yes, sir.
Do you know the name of the doctor that treated you?
Yes. I'm trying to think of what his name is. What is the doctor name that treat? I'm trying to think of his name. I think his name is, which treatment? You talking about my radiation treatment and all like that?
Any
Dr.
treatment?
John B. Doctor, I think his name Dr. John Beasley.
Dr. John Beasley?
Yeah.
So I do have Dr. John G. Beasley out of Lexington Medical.
Yes, that's who I did my...
Sorry?
Yes, sir, that's me.
Okay. And then, so I have... The diagnosing doctor is Dr. Douglas M. Addy, and the treating doctor is Dr. John G. Beasley.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you were treated and diagnosed at the 2720 Sunset Boulevard, Lexington Medical Center?
Yes, sir, but in two different parts, but at the same place.
Got you. And then were you ever sent to like a pharmacy or like a pharmaceutical?
No, I wasn't sent to a pharmaceutical.
There was no like like a CVS or like a pharmacy for like medication.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, yes. Walgreens in Sumter, South Carolina. I'm sorry.
No worries. It's okay. And so you said Walgreens.
I thought you said a pharmaceutical company. I thought you say, yeah, with my prescription gets sent, yeah, at Walgreens.
And then do you know what city or that would be in?
Yeah, Sumter, the same county I live in, Sumter, South Carolina.
Sumter?
No, it wasn't Walgreens. Sorry, I'm saying the wrong name. I think it was Rite Aid back then. I didn't go to Walgreens. I went to Rite Aid. It was when Rite Aid was open.
Was it also
Yes, sir, Rite Aid in Sumter, South Carolina. Not Walgreens, it was Rite Aid. I had to switch to Rite Aid after Walgreens closed. All my prescriptions I sent at Rite Aid.
Oh, so it's closed?
Yes, sir, it was closed. Rite Aid got closed down, and now it's Walgreens. But it's Rite Aid on Broad Street in Sumter.
So do you know which...
Yes,
so you were sent to Rite Aid?
Yes, all my prescriptions were sent to Rite Aid. Every single one. I just recently started using Walgreens. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No worries. I just have to get this correct. So do you know the name of the doctor that prescribed you?
The medicine?
Well, okay. So where do you, for the pharmaceutical, are you still getting it from there or from Walgreens?
Yes, sir. I'm getting everything now from Walgreens.
And so where were you getting everything from when you were being treated for this? So back in like 2005-ish?
From Rite Aid. I was getting everything from Rite Aid.
And then did you ever receive any pharmaceutical or anything like that from this one? Or from Walgreens?
No, not from Walgreens. Because Walgreens, I never liked Walgreens. I just recently switched over to Walgreens. It was Rite Aid.
So all the prescriptions you got for the meningioma were from Rite Aid, correct?
Yes, sir. Rite Aid.
Okay, perfect.
Every single one came from Rite Aid.
And the address I have for Rite Aid is 375 Pinewood Road, Sumter, South Carolina.
No, it was on Broad Street in Sumter, South Carolina. Broad Street.
I'm not seeing one for Broad Street in Southern Carolina.
Well, you can use the one on Pinewood Road, but it was the one on Broad Street. But it was...
Walterboro? Or...
Sir?
Walterboro? With that one? Walterboro? Is that a street or like a city that sounds familiar?
Walterboro. In Sumter? No, sir.
I found Chapin, Myrtle Beach, Spartanburg.
No, it's in Sumter. It's in Sumter. Did you find one for Sumter?
Yeah. That address I found was 375 Pinewood Road.
That's fine.
Okay. I'll just put that one. And then just 1 second. And then are there any are there any other medical notes we can put down for right now?
Any other what?
Medical notes.
No, not right this for me. What type of medical note do you need?
Just anything from your doctor or anything recent that would have came up with this diagnosis? It's okay if not.
No. I don't know it, man.
No worries. It's okay if not. Do you have a copy of your medical records for yourself?
I don't have actually a copy of them directly with me, but I can get copies of them.
Okay. Got you. And when you do get the copies, could you provide them by mail or electronically or both?
Probably both.
And then for this last part, we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures we can continue your case for your
life. That's the only number I got. That's the only number I got.
Got you. And then, so we do have to put an emergency contact, just somebody that knows you that could get a hold of you.
Okay. My daughter, 803.
Oh, does she live with you or not live with you?
She live with me.
And then, was your daughter, can I just have her first name?
Her first name is almost like my, her name is Angela. Her name is A-N-G-L-I-A, Snow, S-N-O-W.
Gotcha.
Her phone number is 803-464-9569.
And then, do you have her email address by chance?
Yes, no, Angela, the number 3@gmail.com.
SnowAngela3@gmail.com.
Yes.
Just 1 second. And then her address is 5350 McDaniel Road, Rembert, Southern Carolina, 29128.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And her phone number is 803-464-9569?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then I'm just going to confirm some of this information before I send over our documents. The spelling on your first name is A-N-G-E-L-A. Middle name is N.
Yes.
Last name is Snow, S-N-O-W.
Yes, sir.
Date of birth is 10/27/1971, so October 27th, 1971.
Yes, sir.
Then full social is 248391761.
Yes, sir.
Got you. Okay. Awesome. I'm just going to send over our documents right now. They're going to come through either text message or email. Just let me know as soon as you have gotten them, okay?
Which one, email or text message?
It should come through to both, whichever one's easier for you to access, though. Whatever's easy for you.
I got it. It says somebody doc signing.
Oh, yes. So then, yeah, just click on the link that it sends you to. It's going to take you to a page that's going to ask you to review and act on these documents. Just click continue through. And then...
And what I do, I agree.
Yeah, so click agree and then click continue through when it asks you to review and act on the documents. When you are on the actual retainer itself, at the top it's going to say Depot Provera Litigation. Just let me know when you're on that page, okay?
It says finish. You done got me all the way through the finish now.
Just 1 second. I'm sorry.
And then the area.
Oh, okay. So it's going to have you adopt a few signatures throughout. Just make sure everything is completed on there or all the signatures are made. As you're going through, just make sure all information on there is correct and accurate to you. So spelling.
It actually tells me to draw my signature. Do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It'll have you do that a few times. And then as you're looking through, just make sure all the information on there is accurate to you. So like addresses, social, date of birth, phone number. If anything is misspelled or incorrect, I can resend the documents right now.
Everything looked right.
So I'm
looking at it.
Yeah, if everything's good to go, you can just continue through. If you have any questions, just let me know.
If they finish, if they hit finish.
Okay, that's perfect. Yeah, as long as you, yeah, if you already adopted them all, it should be good to go.
You're done signing.
Perfect. I'm just going to read off this information back to you to make sure I have everything correct. I did just receive the documents for Ben Martin's law group. So I have Angela N. Snow, A-N-G-E-L-A, N. Snow. And then, just 1 second.
What?
Address I have is 5350 McDaniel Road, Rembert, Southern Carolina, 29128.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And then... Okay. Everything else should be good to go. I'm just going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours. So if you have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can just reach out to me directly, okay? But the attorney should be calling you within 24 to 48 hours of receiving the contract. And then from there, they will they'll handle your case. They'll do an introduction. They'll probably go over everything we went over today. And then they'll start filing your claim. But that phone call should take place within 24 to 48 hours from now. And I'll also send you a text. So if you have any questions, you can reach out to me directly between now and when they get a hold of you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me as of right now?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much, and thank you for your time today and speaking about this. I'm very, very sorry about your experience and your diagnosis. If you know anyone else that was affected, you can always reach back out to me. But also, thank you for taking the time to speak with me about this.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.